Human, wake up. Good, you're awake. Please, please, calm down. Calm down. I won't hurt you. Forgive me, human. I did not mean to frighten you, but I mean you no harm. So many questions. That's only to be expected, I suppose. The last thing you remember is lying down in your bedroom, correct? You have no idea where you are, or who I am. Human, you are in my domain. Beneath the sea, in my palace. As for who I am, well, your kind has called me by many names. Lord of the ocean, the Stormbringer, but you may call me Leviathan. Yes. You remember me. You remember visiting my shrine. I remember that day quite well. You came to the beach with a group of other humans. They couldn't have been your family. They were all about your age, were they not? The sun was shining, sparkling off the waves. A beautiful day, and yet, you were not happy. The others played in the water, or laid in the sand to take in the sun. But you did not join them. Instead, you turned away from the beach and walked towards my temple. I felt your presence the moment you set foot inside. My temple is but a shadow of what it once was, human. Crumbling stone and murky water. No mortal has crossed the threshold in such a long time. No worshippers, no offerings, but in you came. You knelt down in front of my statue, and you said a prayer. Do you remember what you asked for? You must understand something, human. Since the dawn of time, I've had mortals ask me for many things. Bountiful fishing, safe voyages, death and destruction upon their seafaring enemies. But not once in all those millennia have I heard a wish like yours. That's what really caught my attention, you see. I looked through the temple's waters to get a better look at you. A human girl in modest clothing with her head buried in her clasped hands. Praying. You asked for a way out. For someone to whisk you away from your old life forever. And you asked for love. I was confused. Love is not my dominion. Surely you knew that. But you were adamant. You wanted desperately to be loved. And you left me an offering. It was the first offering I've been given in centuries. your necklace, simple black twine with a seashell pendant. I believe I have it with me. Where? Here it is. Your eyes are sparkling. This necklace meant a lot to you, didn't it? One of your most prized possessions. I could feel that much from the reluctance with which you placed it on my altar. And so I watched you leave, watching from the ocean as you rejoined the other humans. They laughed at you for wandering off and called you names. One of them even tried to push you down. I remember you turning your back on them and walking away. And when you got out of their sight, you ran and you wept. I did not understand, and I still don't understand. Why were they doing that to you? They were not fighting for food, nor for dominance, and it clearly wasn't over a potential mate. Was it because you were different? Yes, I thought as much. The creatures that swim in my waters do the same thing. There are fish with brighter scales, or their tails are a little more elegant, or they simply cannot swim as fast as the other fish, and so the predators, and even their own siblings, single them out and eat them alive. Always, I have seen humans think they're more advanced than the other species around them. And yet, they do the same thing. They hurt their own brethren simply because they're not the same. And you weren't the same, were you? Don't try to humble yourself. You were different than the others around you. I know because I continued to watch you after that day at the beach. Why? Because you prayed to me and you intrigued me. I wanted to know more about this human who would give up something dear to her for such a prayer. I watched you through every body of water around you, from the raindrops in the sky, to the puddles on the ground, to the waters you bathed in. Why are you so angry? Have I said something wrong? Please, forgive me. I did not know it would upset you. You must understand, when it comes to humanity, I don't know, much of anything, really. But I knew that you weren't happy. I could tell that much from your routine, from the way you avoided the other girls like the plague and would go straight home most days. Well, either there or to the aquarium. You'd stay until closing time, watching all of my creations, learning about them, taking them in with those wide, sparkling eyes. And when not to the aquarium, to the library. You were very fond of mythology, weren't you? Pulling out every book you could find and reading all of the myths. And quite a few of them were about me as well. There are many mortals in this day and age, still devoted to the old pantheons, of course. But you really were devoted to me, weren't you? My very own disciple. I'm sorry, I did not answer your prayer sooner. I had to prepare first. You see, not long ago, this shining palace of coral and shell was only darkness beneath the waves, because it was all that I'd ever needed. But if this were to become your home, I knew I would need some place that you would find pleasing. And that's where this form I've taken comes in too. You like sharks, do you not? Though, perhaps giving myself these sharp teeth wasn't the best idea, considering your state when you awoke. But I did try to model it after a human man as well. I even learned how to walk instead of just how to swim. It was very difficult to master, I can say that much. Why humanity ever stopped swimming for this, I'll never know. But I pressed on and made this form as close to a man's as possible, with a few additions, of course. Anything that I knew would make you happy. Because I realized just what you wanted. Why you made that wish in the first place. You wanted me to love you. And it's come true because I think I've fallen in love with you. At least I think I have. I've never felt this way about anyone before, much less a mortal being. Wanting to be at someone's side, to give them everything they've ever wanted, to never be apart from them. Feeling ecstasy when you can see them, and utter agony when you cannot. The feeling that you might perish if you can't have them. I am immortal. I cannot die. But the thought having you, it made me want to. That is what love is, yes. Good. I wasn't certain. The thought that perhaps I had developed some other kind of feelings for you, feelings that you didn't ask for, crossed my mind several times. It was a frightening idea, not being able to grant your wish. But now I know that it was love, after all. And I know you feel the same, or else you would not have prayed or offered me your necklace. You do love me, yes. Ah. Yes. I can feel it. I can feel it. Feel it in every pore of your body. You love me. You love me. Oh, by the heavens. Please come closer, my love. Let me hold you. So, this is what it's like to have someone in your arms. And now that I have you, I'm not sure I'll ever let you go. Don't worry, beloved. Not even death himself will find you down here. You will be immortal with me. We'll be together forever, my love. So, this is why humans kiss. Do all of them feel this wonderful? Or just yours? I think just yours, treasure. No other human could possibly compare to you. Come. You've spent all your time worshipping me. Now it's time I worshipped you. Yes. Let me kiss down your neck. Let me explore this beautiful body. I've never understood your kind's fascination with breasts. Not until now, anyway. Let me tear these garments off of you. I have a whole wardrobe of new clothes for you, beloved. Don't worry about these. Dear, your chest is exquisite, just like the rest of you. This hunger for you. I want you. I need you. Please, please, indulge me. You've gone all red. Are you all right? Do you want to stop? Oh, I see. Once again, I apologize, beloved. I'm afraid this is all new to me. And yet, at the same time, I know what I want to do to you. My body knows. Look. See how hard you've gotten me. Now, why are you covering your eyes? I told you to look. Let me take your hands in mine. Now, look at my cock. Your face is getting even redder. I know human cocks don't look like this one. They're not quite this shape or as big. But I thought you might enjoy this one more. My love, was I correct? Do you like looking at my cock? Tell me your answer, please. I must hear it. Treasure. Let me fill you up. Let me bury myself inside you. Let me thrust into you. My sweet little human, let me make you feel good. I'm sorry we couldn't make it to the bedroom this time, but we'll get there eventually. And we can do this again and again. I can't think. I can't. What you do to me, my new immortal. I can't think about anything else. There's only you and I joined as one. Please.
Please.
Please, love. Reach your peak. Reach your peak with me. Together. Please, my love. My immortal love. Oh, come. Come with me. Oh, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. No. Oh, come with me. Come. Come with me. Oh, come with me. Come. Come with me. Come with me. Love you.